A shocking discovery over some consumer DNA test results has led to an amazing bond between a Thornberry woman and a sister she never knew she had. Kerry Williams was born in England and immigrated to Canada when she was 18 months old. She grew up in Mississauga, moving back to England when she was 23 with her parents so they could open a pub. A few years later, Williams's parents moved back to Canada, settling in Thornberry. When Williams's father was diagnosed with brain cancer, she said she and her husband moved back to Canada to help out. After he died, Williams's mother moved back to the UK 7 years later. Williams got a phone call to let her know her mother had died unexpectedly. "Just after my mum died, I found out I was pregnant with my son, Chase, who was born on my parents' wedding anniversary," said Williams. "It was a miracle, considering I was told I couldn't have children," she said. Shortly after her son was born, Williams's uncle on her father's side passed away, also from cancer. This led Williams's cousin, Chelsea, to do a 23andMe test to find out the genetic makeup of that side of the family. 23andMe is a direct-to-consumer DNA test service operating since 2006. DNA results are part of an online network where users can connect with those whose results indicate a family relation. The results were life-changing for Williams. Her niece got a notification from another woman indicating a shared set of grandparents. This meant a potential half-sibling for Williams. At first, Williams said she was pretty upset to hear the news. "I was so proud to be an only child and I was happy not having siblings," she said. "Then, I got curious. We contacted her and heard back almost instantly. We spent the rest of the day texting and talking on the phone." Williams's shares a father with her half-sister Sue, who was born 10 years before Williams. Sue was born in Brampton and was adopted. "My fear was my dad had known and not told us, but Sue confirmed that night that her birth mother had not told my father about the pregnancy," said Williams. Williams says she and Sue talked almost daily for a few weeks and decided to meet for the first time on Family Day. Now, the half-sisters have developed a close relationship. "We are very much a part of each other's lives and see each other whenever we can," said Williams. "We have an amazing bond, now, and I absolutely love having a big sister, especially her." She recommends the direct-to-consumer DNA test approach, based on her experience.